From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 22, 2015. Caught between a rock and a hard place. That's how Dr. Billy Higginbotham, AgriLife Extension Service Wildlife Specialist at Overton, describes landowners in the eastern third of the state who want to plant supplemental food plots for white-tailed deer this fall. Higginbotham says the ideal planting date for establishing supplemental food plots was about 2 weeks ago, around Labor Day, but most of the area has been too dry to plant small grains like oats, rye, and wheat. This dry weather has made a hard choice for landowners. They can plant now in dry soil and hope for enough rain to get the crop up, but also to sustain growth, or they can wait for wetter than normal weather that's predicted to start in October this year. Either way, they're fast running out of time, he said. Archery-only season begins on October 3rd and runs through November 6th. Regular firearm hunting season begins November 7th and lasts through January 3rd in the northern part of the state and lasts through January 17th in the southern part. Neither planting now or waiting later are attractive options for hunters this year. This is because supplemental food plots are usually planted not just to improve the nutrition for white-tailed deer, but also to draw them out of cover for harvest during rut. Even if landowners planted now and saw the best-case scenario, getting good rain soon, early foliage growth will be lost, and the standing crop of small grain forage will be shorter than normal by the opening of gun season, he said. And in the worst-case scenario, the soil moisture present might be wet enough just to get the crop emerge, then turn dry again, and the newly emerged seedlings will die and the crop will be lost. Despite the drawbacks, Higginbotham still advised planting as soon as conditions improve. These forages, while perhaps low in availability for the early part of the deer season, will still provide excellent nutrition to supplement the deer's native diets in the cool season stress periods of January and February. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.